Hey guys, how you doing? It's been a while. Been pretty busy. That being said, I've just had a road trip up to the Bay Area, driving my Tesla, so I just need some feedback on that. One thing is that there's a lot of charging stations between Los Angeles and the Bay Area. I'm from Fremont, where the factory actually is. But a couple great things that I liked was the accessibility of all the charging stations is really good. I had to charge pretty much twice just to be conservative, so I would have some miles when I got home so I can travel to Ontario, which is about 50 miles east of Los Angeles. But a couple of things that I liked about the trip was the fact that in Kettleman City, they have a really nice lounge to for Tesla patrons. You can hang out there, free Wi-Fi. They do have coffee, but you have to pay for it, unfortunately, and stuff like that. And then another feature, we're driving as well down the five. As everyone knows, driving down the five sucks in terms of the manure smell, which is horrible. But in the Tesla, I just remember that the biohazard function, so it filtered all the air. So we're driving down the five without any type of smell, that rotten terribleness that everyone knows I'm talking about. So that's another great thing. But charging was great. And a couple of things with updates. They're having the V3 charger, which is going to give 1,000 miles of range per hour. So typically right now we're charging about 40% to get to 80% mileage, 80% of the battery, which equates to about 220 miles. But I think in the future it'll be much better. And they're adding tons of charging stations all around Southern California. In the Bay Area, they have a lot because the EV movement actually pretty much started up there and spread down to Southern California. But I love my car, it's great. One thing I did have was I opened the back seats. I was taking my car in for a new latch. My door doesn't open on my rear driver's side seat doesn't work. But I scheduled something in about a few weeks, so I'll get that repaired. So Tesla's been really good and responsive about fixing problems, which we are going to have on this car. But I have this car since December, which is almost 4 months now, right? 4 months. I think it's great. I think you should go out and purchase one. I know there's a lot of people out there trying to go the EV movement with Audi and Porsche, but the reality is, without the infrastructure of the charging stations, you're not going to be able to travel long distances. So I definitely think Tesla is the way to go. And beyond that, the autopilot is amazing. It pretty makes this drive much more comfortable, and it's like to the point where you almost forget how to drive. Like, remember back in the day when you had to like call your mom or dad or brother and you knew their phone numbers? Now today, I don't even know my sister's phone number. To be honest with you, I don't even know my wife's phone number if my phone died. So it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, I guess, in terms of with how good the autopilot is. And it gets better and better every day with the more data. I think they have over 1 billion miles of data to the cloud, so they're definitely ahead of the game in terms of all the other carriers that are out there. So I definitely think that the Model 3 is definitely affordable. The Model Y is coming out. They're saying that the Model Y is a little bit bigger than the Model 3, but right now I'm suggesting people buy the Model 3, get the tax credit as well as a $2,500 California rebate as well. So 2,500 minus, I think 3,875, half of 750. Plus Elon Musk has lowered the rate on all the cars to get to demand there. So if you get an entry level rear wheel, it's not that much. If you go on the website and price that out. Anyhow, that's my feedback. Hope all is well, and thank you for listening.